All right, welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Friday, April 22nd, and wow, there's a lot to talk about. Yesterday, the Nasdaq is down more than 2%. The reason, Fed Chief Powell again, so we got to talk about what he said that made the markets plunge. Now the 10-year yield is close to 3%. We have some good news from Tesla, United Airlines, and American Airlines. Plus, we'll show you what we traded yesterday. So, lots happening here, but before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets and what we do, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and together we have more than 47 years of trading experience, and every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. But before we take a look at the charts and how we're trading the markets, let me share something with you really quick. Okay, let me just grab a sip of coffee here. Okay, so I'm a weirdo. And you, Mark, you probably know this already. I mean, nothing new there, right? Because, I mean, one of the reasons why I am a weirdo is because I like rain. And I mean, and I'm not that kind of weird that I'm dancing in the rain here. So that's for sure not. But here's the deal. So when I was living in Germany, I didn't like rain at all, because in Germany, it's that never ending kind of rain. It's sure. The kind of rain that makes you depressed because the whole day is gloomy and it's usually cold. But now that I live in Texas, it's a different story, because here, it doesn't rain very often, and when it does, it usually cleans the air. Because right now here, it's pollen season in Texas. Do you have the same in Sacramento?
Yeah, I don't have allergies, but it gets bad.
I mean, I need to show you here. We actually have trees sneezing. Look at this. There's a true picture here. True picture. It's that bad here. And then everything looks super, super dusty, as you commented. And the rain cleans everything. Well, kind of. Sometimes it just anyhow. But here's what I really love about rain at this time of the year. It means that the wildflowers are going to bloom, especially the blue bonnets, and that's just a great sight because we have blue bonnets here all over the place. So yes, even though I don't like getting wet, I have to admit that I enjoy the rain in Texas. And you see, it's all about a little bit of reframing, isn't it? Sure. I first heard about reframing when I read Awaken the Giant Within from Tony Robbins. I think this was back in 1997. Have you ever read this book?
I haven't read that one.
Anyhow, it was a cool one way back in the days. These days, we all watch just videos, right? Sure. You see, my son Julius, he's a genius in reframing because he always sees something positive in every situation. It's amazing. I'm trying to do the same thing. You see, for example, this morning, I saw that the IRS took a big chunk out of my account because Monday was tax day, right? So, yep, they drafted it. And I mean, big. I could buy a nice house and a Rolls Royce, kind of big. It's really substantial amount. Anyhow, I could either focus on the loss and got all upset about it. And why do I have to pay so much in taxes? Or I could reframe it and see it as a blessing. And I could say, well, if I didn't make money, I wouldn't have to pay any taxes, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not the kind of guy who is smiling big when waking up and writing a big check to the IRS. But I'm doing my best to reframe it so that it doesn't ruin my day. And I know you probably all roll your eyes and think, I'm a weirdo. And you're right. Told you so. Okay. In fact, I'm that weird that I thought about something that I think is very cool. You might think differently. You might think, whoa, this is super lame, but hear me out. You know that Mark and I are using the PowerX Optimizer every day in our trading. In fact, I don't think I could make as much money as I do without this tool. So here's an idea that I have. Again, weird. So I thought, let's do something special. If you choose to invest in PowerX Optimizer by Sunday, April 24th, depending on when you watch this video, I will send you a $100 gift certificate to your favorite steakhouse. So this way you can have a nice steak or lobster if you prefer seafood, a nice glass of wine or whatever you choose to have with your dinner. And you can celebrate that you just invested in yourself. Mark, what do you think?
Nice. I love it.
Well, you can't say that I did warn you. So anyhow, I'll leave a link in the description here. And also the link will include a coupon code, a discount code, where you get also a 33% discount. Okay, anyhow, so let's take a look at the markets. Let's go away from sneezing trees here and see what is happening. And boy, yesterday, what a day. I mean, let's start with the S&P, down 1.5%. Okay, well.
And you gotta go to a 5-minute chart, Marcus.
You got it, right? I mean, because this doesn't tell the story. Look at this. I mean, it's like, holy cannoli.
Traders basically said, screw earnings. Let's worry about interest rates again.
Right. I mean, if you look at the NASDAQ, it's even more dramatic. By the way, this move that you see here, that is a daily move, an intraday move of more than 4%.
That's 4% huge.
4% move. I mean, that's kind of crazy. So, I mean, let's talk of what happened here.
Yeah. And so the story, and I fully support this, is that there were concerns with the Fed and Powell's comments, but it did start earlier in the day. We opened higher, we rallied for 5 minutes, and then we started to fall. So by the time he was talking in the afternoon, we had already seen a pretty decent reversal, and then it just continued right there, you know, midday, just continuing to fall and bottom out. And so the concern here is you had some, you know, technical factors, rising interest rates, but also there were more comments about the Fed being a little more aggressive with rate hikes, and Powell speaking at the International Monetary Fund Central Bank Conference, I think it was. He said that the central bank is committed to raising rates expeditiously to bring down inflation.
Yeah, so I mean, we heard from him for the longest time that inflation is transitory, but then in November, the narrative changed. And now it's where he says it's absolutely essential to restore price stability. So this were, now they're all hawkish. And we talked about the hawkish versus dovish here. And here is what it means, because if we look now at at the probabilities, the target rate probabilities for a May 4th Fed meeting, it's now a 99.8% probability that they will raise rates by 0.5 percentage point. And that's a deviation, because usually they do 0.25 percentage point. Now it's 0.5 percentage point.
Exactly. And so earlier when we started talking about a rate hike environment, the idea was that there would be a few quarter point hikes. And then it became, well, they're going to raise 0.25 point at each Fed meeting in 2022. Now we're talking about 0.5 point hikes. And when we get a 0.5 point hike in May, traders, the probabilities are saying that that's pretty much certain. But then what comes after that? Do we get another 0.5 point hike? Do we get another 0.5 point hike?
And that's where, after his remarks yesterday, it has changed dramatically because, I mean, he basically says it's appropriate, in my view, to move a little bit more quickly. And so if you look at the next meeting in June, now traders are factoring in another 0.5 percentage point with a 93% probability. And if we compare this to where were we? Like a week ago, traders didn't think that they would raise 0.5 percentage point for 2 meetings in a row. Yeah. But wait, it gets better. Even for the next meeting, it's factored in to have 0.5 percentage point. So basically over the next 3 meetings, they will raise, I mean, this is what traders are thinking right now, rates by 0.5 percentage point. So this means that they're bringing rates up by July to 2 to 2.25%. That's huge. That's huge. That's very, very quickly.
It is. And there's even talks of maybe even 75 basis points. This is where Bullard said that earlier in the week. And now it's a possibility, right? Will it happen? We'll see. But it's on the table.
Right. So this was suddenly the shift. And we called it, actually. We said that Okay, Powell could move the markets again, that there's a shift from earnings here to interest rates again. So we'll show you in a moment what we did yesterday. We're going to talk about a few of the earnings that were released because, I mean, there were some good news. United Airlines yesterday on fire, up almost 10%.
Yeah, huge day for United. They topped the S&P gainers list. And they said that first quarter adjusted loss was narrower with a surging sales. It also set an upbeat outlook, that is. And that's huge. I mean, that's what traders want to see. They want to see and hear that companies expect to do better this year.
Yeah. Also, American Airlines yesterday, a big jump also in pre-market trading, up another percent. So also reported much better than expected earnings.
Sure. The airlines just in general are looking much better, and they're expecting to return to profitability this year, which they've had a rough spell with COVID and the pandemic.
Yeah. So, okay, we have banks out of the way because they already reported last week and earlier this week. We kind of have airlines out of the way. And now, I mean, everybody is waiting for what's happening to big tech. And so Tesla, actually Netflix kicked it off this week, and we talked about this. This was ugly, and it doesn't get any better. I mean, Netflix is still falling, even in pre-market trading, slightly down here. Yesterday, adding another 3.5% loss to the existing loss of more than 35%. So that's ugly. And then we had Tesla reporting earnings, and also huge reversal. I mean, at some point, they were up as much as 12%.
Yeah, and that was the thing driving the markets yesterday morning at the open. Why we gapped higher, and everything looked positive and rosy, and then that just dissipated.
Yeah. And then we also had some initial ones from Snapchat. So looking at social media here, so they reported earnings. They are hanging in there, I want to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, a little bit larger than expected loss, and revenue numbers pretty much in line with expectations here, slightly less. So this morning, not that much down, because this is where everybody wants to know, okay, what's happening here with Facebook? What's happening with Google? What will happen? And I mean, they're all reporting next week. So next week will be huge for tech. I think Microsoft, isn't it also next week? Oh no, Microsoft is a little bit later. Oops.
No, they're next week, I believe.
Yeah, so next week is the big tech week.
Yep, Facebook, Apple, AMD, Microsoft, Amazon, PayPal, Alphabet.
Yeah, so it all comes in waves. So now that we have the airlines out of the way, the banks out of the way, now everybody is focusing on big tech. And this will obviously move the NASDAQ. So let's take a look at a couple of trades that we did. Did you see we released a new version this morning? You already seen it?
I did not.
Yeah. Again, I mean, right now we are on a bi-weekly. Yeah, I mean, every other week we have a new version. Awesome. It's pretty cool. Anyhow, so I did trade NVIDIA. This was already a couple of days ago. Sold the 195 puts expiring April 29th. So this will be next week. I still have Macy's, and these puts are expiring today. And these are the 23 puts. And I mean, it seems that they just expire worthless. So no assignment there. Then I also have, yesterday we entered Blackstone, because yesterday Blackstone was down. So that's perfect, right? I mean, when a stock is moving down, that's when we get some juicy premium. So we sold the 110 puts here. And you see, this is where the blue line, which is the lowest close line, really helps tremendously to identify whether this is a good strike price at which you should be selling, right? Because we want to look for support. And the blue line, the lowest close indicator that we have here on the chart in PowerX Optimizer, is basically showing you where was the lowest close over the last 8 weeks. And I think this is super helpful, right, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it helps traders tremendously, because one problem I do see with traders trading the wheel is they trade strikes that are too aggressively or too aggressive. And yesterday, if you were trading the 120, not looking at support, you would be in the money a little bit and not having too much fun with Blackstone. But we traded right under these recent moves, and I would be happy to own Blackstone at 110.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it doesn't say that this support will not be broken, but I mean, it held pretty well since August 2021. I mean, yep. That's coming up on 2 years already. No, more than 1 year, sorry. Just trying to do math here early in the morning. Where's my coffee? Anyhow. So this worked well. And then you also have still AMD. So you own the stocks and you're selling calls against it. That is your plan right now. And I have the same with TPR. And this is just part of the wheel where right now we are looking to sell calls since I got assigned again at a very solid level, dipped a little bit lower. So there's another support level there. So we'll see. I'll probably sell calls, get called away, and then reset for this level. That's my plan here. We'll see.
Sounds good.
All right. So we got to get ready here for trading. And if you would like to know how we trade these markets and what exactly this wheel strategy is, I'll link to a video here that explains the wheel strategy in just 15 minutes. Take a look at this and then have a great weekend. And we'll see you on Monday.
Happy trading, everybody.